You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Until recently in California, you could get a life sentence for murder even if you didn't kill anyone and even if you didn't plan to kill anyone. The old felony murder rule, as it was called, said that if someone died while you were committing a felony, like a robbery, you were guilty of murder. That rule was recently changed under a bill called SB 1437. Now, people charged under the old law can get their sentences reduced. Here's Uncuffed producer Spoon Jackson.
The Reed brothers, Jesse and Greg, came to prison as crime partners. Jesse was the shooter, and his little brother, Greg, was just there to rob and did not know someone would get killed, and both were convicted of felony murder. Greg was given 26 years to life.
1437, as it reads, is accomplice liability for felony murder. Felony murder itself just says that when two people go out to do a crime and one of those people that's doing that felony commits a murder, all of those individuals who intended the underlying felony, whether it be burglary or robbery, are equally guilty. In my case, was tried and convicted. And the DA used a theory. That theory is the felony murder, and the felony murder rule. And it says that I am as responsible as the trigger man.
Did you foresee yourself coming to prison?
I didn't. And now looking back, it's obvious, but I didn't at that time, no.
Where did you think you were headed?
I wasn't anywhere in particular. I was just treading water, and that was fine with me. At that time, I would get out, find some adventure or something to entertain myself. I was a thief at that time in my life, and so what fed that is that I never had enough. I'd steal something, and then I'd have to have some more. And I had an unhealthy relationship with my brother because I believed that loyalty meant that I agreed with whatever he said, and it was just me and him against the world.
So, and specifically, it said that if you intended to kill, even though you didn't kill,
right,
you still is culpable.
That's
so
exactly right.
You had no intent to kill or anything.
No intent to kill. My brother, older brother, had a gun. We approached someone to rob. He pulled the gun. I supported him, and that when the person said that I didn't have any money, I attempted to get the money. My older brother, had a weapon, and he shot and killed a man.
How long have you been incarcerated?
Mr. Spoon, I've been incarcerated since 1985, June, 33 years. So eventually, when I was walking down up the ramp to my cell, all the fun was over, all the get high was over, and nothing but trouble. That's all I had left, so I had to face that.
You didn't know what to expect, huh?
No, not at all. I had the sense that I was the new guy and that I was—
All eyes on you.
All eyes on me, yeah.
Okay. So that dark stuff that you were doing while you was in prison,
right,
when did you completely let that go?
I hadn't. It wasn't an overnight thing.
I know.
So I was still smoking weed. I still had this idea that I could solve problems with violence. I was angry, as I said already. And I was trying to find my way. I felt picked on when I came into the system. One of the things I had the toughest time with is being called a murderer. And I felt like it was disrespectful or I was being mistreated. Then all of that anger came up and I pushed back. Jesse was given a parole date in 2008 and he paroled in 2009.
Okay, where were you at that time?
He was at San Quentin at the time and I was here at Solano.
Why was you still at Solano level 3 and he was at San Quentin level 2?
Well, there's a disciplinary called 115s. I had a lot of 115s and I had not been that concerned about him, to tell you the truth, because I felt justified.
What year did Jesse get out?
Jesse was paroled in 2009 because I knew in my heart I hadn't murdered anybody. I didn't intend to murder anybody. So when staff would say in classification or if they were dealing with me, they dealt with me as my label suggested. I'm a murderer.
3 months have passed and Greg Reed has gone back to court and had his sentence reduced. And I will let him tell you in his own words what happened.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me back again. Last time that we had talked, That time I had submitted my petition to the sentencing court, Alameda County. 1437 said my petition has to be granted if it's found that I was not a major participant and did not act with reckless indifference to human suffering.
And the court determined that that was true?
That was true for me. I didn't intend to kill. This was May 4th or 5th, somewhere around there, 2019. She said, look, I met with the judge. They're offering a deal. And what they want is to have you to accept a manslaughter charge, time served.
How are you feeling right at this moment after 34 years, knowing that you may hit the streets any moment now?
There's a mixture of emotions, excitement, gratitude.
Let me tell you, did some light just pop on at the end of that tunnel?
It did. I'm trying to keep it all in within me. I think what'll happen is that once it becomes even more clear, I'm probably going to cry like a baby because it's kind of being stuffed inside. I've gone through a whole period of time for all these years of this hopefulness, and then that hopefulness is snatched away. So, okay, the shooter was home. The victim's family had forgiven me.
34 years, man. Don't you want to holler or something, man?
I want to remind the audience that I've known Spoon Jackson. He's been a mentor to me, a friend to me, way back to saying when I first started out.
Well, take me with you.
The fact is that he's here with me as I move out the door is a blessing. It's incredible. You know, we're much older and we're much wiser now.
Speak for yourself. I'm still 30.
He never got past 29. Okay, that's good. Anyway, I appreciate that he's still fighting. And so for anyone listening that's still fighting, keep that fire in you.
Gregory Reed was released from prison in August. He spoke with Spoon Jackson, a producer in KELW's radio program at Solano State Prison. Our work in prisons is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitations. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org/uncuffed. And while you're on our website, make sure you're subscribed to the Cross Currents newsletter.